Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2436, with a release date of Friday, July 5th, 2024, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. Hams step up as Hurricane Beryl rips through the Caribbean. Logbook of the World is back in business. And we proudly introduce you to this year's Bill Pasternak WA6 ITF Memorial Amateur Radio Young Ham of the Year. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2436 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's first independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now reporting from Charleston, West Virginia, here's Jim Dameron, NATMW.
Our top story this week is the amateur radio response to a history-making storm that stirred the Caribbean. Randy Sly, W4XJ, brings us the details.
As this edition of Amateur Radio Newsline finished production, Hurricane Beryl had hit the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico after causing severe damage to the Windward Islands in the Atlantic, Jamaica, and the Cayman Islands. Within the next couple of days, high winds and heavy rain were expected for South Texas as the storm was expected to turn to the northwest. Bobby Graves, KB5HAV, net manager for the Hurricane Watch Net, reported that the net was activated for each of the storm's predicted landfalls, collecting reports from the affected areas for the National Hurricane Center in Florida. Carlos Gonzalez, CO2JC, IARU Region 2 Emergency Coordinator, reported from Cuba that communications was maintained through WhatsApp and emergency amateur radio frequencies for countries in or near the affected areas. From the very beginning, Beryl was making history. Early in its rampage on Monday night, Beryl became the season's earliest Category 5 storm with 165-mile-per-hour winds, the strongest July hurricane on record. This is Randy Sly, W4XJ.
Logbook of the World is back after being knocked out of service following a security breach at the ARRL several weeks ago. In announcing the logbook's restoration on the 1st of July in a letter to members, the ARRL gave no insights into the direct cause of the outage and offered no details of any additional security being put in place to protect against future hacking. The LIG cautioned members to wait a week or two before uploading particularly large files, such as those from a de-expedition, so that the system can catch up with the backlog. The ARRL said that any logs containing too many duplicates will be rejected. Additional downtimes are to be expected, according to the announcement. The ARRL will be using those times to review operations and implement improvements. LOTW users are being asked to direct their questions to the email address lotw-help@arrl.org. Southern Germany welcomed thousands of amateur radio operators to Europe's biggest gathering of amateurs, and Newsline's Ed Durant, DD5LP, was there.
With the sounds of the Zeppelin airships flying overhead, the ham radio event in Friedrichshafen ran calmly last weekend over three sunny days on the shores of Lake Constance in southern Germany. As usual, Europe's biggest ham gathering welcomed around 13,000 paying attendees from all over the world to the world-class facilities of the Neue Messe. Three of the 13 Zeppelin-sized halls held traders, exhibitors, and flea markets. In the conference center, presentation streams ran and private IARU meetings with national societies took place. ICOM Yesu and JVC Kenwood were there, and Flex and Elecraft had joint stands with their European distributors. There were no new radios announced at the show, but from talking to these companies, it seems that the parts shortages that they and smaller companies have faced is now becoming a thing of the past. The national regulator, BNetzA, ran license exams for the three classes of German amateur radio license, including the new entry class N, and were happy to give regulations advice to all. For those living in Germany, a new feature was a job market, with representation from several high-tech companies hoping to find skilled people. Friedrichshafen wouldn't be Friedrichshafen without food and drinks. as well as the large outside beer garden serving traditional pork and chicken dishes and the best beer in the world. Inside, there was a canteen for a variety of snacks and meals and, my favourite, several ice cream and cake stalls. This was Ed Durant, DD5LP.
Young operators attending Yoda Camp in Nova Scotia have been calling CQ from a shack named to honor the memory of Bob Heil, K9EID. We hear more from Andy Morrison, K9AWM.
If you log the call sign VE1YOTA anytime between Sunday the 7th of July and Friday the 12th, you will have the privilege of working young operators inside the newly named Bob Heil K9EID Memorial Yoda Camp Amateur Radio Shack. The Youth on the Air Camp, hosted by Radio Amateurs of Canada, is taking place in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Bob became a silent key this year, and the Youth on the Air Camp organizers are honoring him and his company, Heil Sound, for his years of generosity and support to young campers. A press release announcing the tribute to Bob recognized his support for the camp starting in 2019, its first year. The press release said, quote, "Regardless of what was needed for camp, Bob would never fail to send what we needed and more to use at camp. Youth on the Air will forever remember his legacy in the amateur radio community and his support for Yoda in the Americas," end quote. Campers are also scheduled for a contact with the International Space Station and will be activating a number of POTA locations, including the Georges Island National Historic Site, on Thursday, the 11th of July. Don't miss a moment of the excitement on the Youth on the Air YouTube channel, and meanwhile, be listening for VE1YOTA. This is Andy Morrison, K9AWM.
If you're chasing stations in the IARU HF Championship this year, you may want to pay special attention to the call sign GR2HQ, which is offering an additional challenge for chasers, as we hear from Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
In the UK, the IARU HF Championship contest has become two events in one this year. The larger event is the global competition being run by the ARRL on the 13th and 14th of July. The more local event is a new awards program known as the GR2HQ Challenge, administered by the Radio Society of Great Britain. GR2HQ is the RSGB's headquarters station participating in the contest, and it comprises a dozen or so stations on the air throughout the UK and on its islands. The RSGB is encouraging individuals and clubs to work the GR2HQ stations in as many bands and modes as possible. This serves two purposes. It introduces a special challenge accessible even to non-contesters, and it helps boost the RSGB's standing in the Global HF Championship. According to the press release, the Society station was placed third last year, and it's hoping for an even better score this time around. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
The special event call sign SN91LOT is on the air this month to mark the tragic deaths of two pioneering Lithuanian-American aviators. The 9-1 in the call sign notes that 91 years have passed since their doomed transatlantic crossing. Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, tells us their story.
In July of 1933, two Lithuanian-American aviators successfully crossed the Atlantic Ocean in a small aeroplane from New York City, bound for what was then the capital city of Lithuania. On July 17th, 2 days after their departure, the plane, known as the Lituanica, crashed 650 kilometres short of that destination. The wreckage was found in eastern Germany. The pilots, Steponas Starisis and Stases Gurenas, did not survive. According to several websites, it was never clear what caused the crash after the successful ocean crossing. This year, as in previous years, a special call sign is on the air through to the end of July to commemorate the aviators' doomed effort. Be listening on the HF bands, QSL via SP1 PMY. This is Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
Time for you to identify your station. We're the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the low-power FM station WIOH in Clinton County, Ohio, streaming live on the Internet Sundays 9:30 p.m. local time and Wednesdays 11:30 a.m. local time. The year 2030 is not so far away, and for the International Space Station, that doesn't just mean retirement, but destruction. Paul Brown, WD9GCO, tells us how it's expected to happen.
NASA's plan to deorbit the International Space Station by the year 2030 now has an active partner in the process. The U.S. Space Agency has awarded Elon Musk's SpaceX $843 million U.S. dollars to develop a vehicle that will destroy the orbiting space laboratory. The ISS, which has been in orbit since 1998, has also been the home of amateur radio on the International Space Station, or ARIS, since late 2000, when the first ham radio contact was made with the Expedition 1 crew. According to various media reports, SpaceX will design the deorbit vehicle and set the stage for safe dismantling and disposal away from populated areas on Earth. NASA hopes that it will find its final resting place somewhere in the Pacific Ocean between New Zealand and South America. This is Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
This is a reminder to all amateur radio clubs that the deadline is fast approaching to apply for an ARRL Foundation Club grant. You only have until Friday, the 26th of July, to send in your application. Clubs can apply for as much as $25,000 to support initiatives that are designed to nurture the development of ham radio operators through education and training, and to motivate hams through promotion. Clubs do not have to be affiliated with the ARRL, nor do they have to be 501c3 nonprofits. For additional details about the Foundation Grant Program, see the link in the text version of this week's Newsline script. You'll also find an application form there. The Bosnia and Herzegovina IARU Member Society is on the air as E7100 Radio. The Society is marking 100 years of amateur radio innovation, community, and advocacy. See QRZ.com for details about a printable QSL card. The Tour de France is being commemorated by special event call sign TM111TDF, marking the 111th edition of the famous cycling race. Listen on the 17th through to the 21st of July on the HF bands. QSL via F8GGZ. Listen for special event stations during Euro 2024, the 17th edition of the UEFA European Football Championship. They're on the air through to the 14th of July. Each call sign suffix spells Euro, E-U-R-O. Listen for DL2024E, DL2024U, DL2024R, and DL2024O, QSL via the Bureau. Listen for Zolt operating holiday style as S79/HA8PX from Mahé, IOTA number AF024 Seychelles, from the 5th to the 10th of July, using mainly CW. He may use some SSB and FT8. See QRZ.com for QSL details. Amateur Radio Newsline is proud to announce the winner of the 2024 Bill Pasternak WA6ITF Memorial Amateur Radio Newsline Young Ham of the Year Award. Mark Abramovich, NT3V, is chairman of the award program and has the story.
Wow. Thank you so much.
And that was the reaction of Grace Pape, K8LG of Holland, Michigan, near Grand Rapids, our 2024 Young Ham of the Year. Grace is 18 and the daughter of Doug Pape, K8DP, and Carrie Pape, K8CLP. Grace says her dad encouraged her a few years ago to become a ham like someone else very special in her life.
So I got licensed originally to honor my grandfather. My grandfather is Kilo 8 Yankee Sierra Echo. he was celebrating 60 years of being an amateur radio operator. And then I got involved in amateur radio satellites. I got on the air, and now it has turned into something from honoring my grandfather to a hobby I'm on every day and I love.
It was March 2021 when Grace earned her tech license. A year later, Grace passed her extra class license test. Proud Grandpa John Pepe, K8YSE, a well-known operator in the ham satellite community, sparked his granddaughter's ham radio extraterrestrial exploits, including encouraging her to earn her DX Century Club Award for contacts exclusively via satellites.
Amateur radio satellites is what I've been very involved with since day one. It's very important to me because anyone can do it with a tech license, and you can talk around the country and around the world with amateur radio satellites, so you don't have to be stuck to your local repeater.
But then came opportunities to attend Youth on the Air camps in Cincinnati in 2022 and Ottawa in 2023.
Being able to learn from other youth and having someone that can teach you that's around your age and understand where you're coming from was really helpful.
Those experiences, she says, encouraged her to pursue even bigger adventures in the world of contesting.
I've been able to be a part of many single op operations from my home, as well as multi-ops from K3LR and Japan 62 Kilo in St. Lucia. And those have been great experiences for me to learn. But one of my favorite contests and that I'm most proud of currently is the ARRL DX sideband contest, where the raw results have me first place for my section and category.
Grace has been a regular speaker in recent years at the Dayton Hamvention Youth Forum and has been volunteering at the YODA and AMSAT booths. Just weeks ago, she spoke at the Dayton Hamvention Contest University Forum. Grace just graduated with honors from Holland Christian High School in Holland, Michigan, and is enrolled this fall at Cedarville University, Cedarville, Ohio, the alma mater of both of her parents. Her plan is to study electrical engineering, a career path, she says, opened by her amateur radio hobby.
I want to be someone who makes the future better. So being able to create something that could help somebody or create something that will help the safety of our country is really important to me.
We here at Amateur Radio Newsline have no doubt we'll be hearing a lot about Grace in the months and years to come. Congratulations, Grace. I'm Mark Abramovich, NT3V.
And my congratulations as well, Grace. If a good day of radio is like poetry to you, pick up a pencil and join the Amateur Radio Newsline Haiku Challenge. Share your experience by sending an original haiku to us here at Newsline. Use the entry form on our website, arnewsline.org, and please follow the rules for writing your three-line haiku. Sorry, we cannot accept any entries that aren't written in traditional haiku form. Share with fellow listeners the poetry that is inspired by your ham radio experience. With thanks to Amateur Radio Daily, ARRL, BBC Science Focus, Bobby Graves, KB5HAV, Carlos Gonzalez, CO2JC, CQ Magazine, David Bihar, K7DB, EHAM, Forbes, 425DX Bulletin, Hurricane WatchNet, NASA, National Hurricane Center, QRZ.com, Radio World, Radio Society of Great Britain, Scientific American, ShortwaveRadio.de, Weather Channel, Youth on the Air, and you, our listeners, that's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. We remind listeners that Amateur Radio Newsline is an all-volunteer, non-profit organization that incurs expenses for its continued operation. If you wish to support us, please visit our website at arnewsline.org, and know we appreciate you all. We also remind listeners that if you like our newscast, please leave us a 5-star rating wherever you subscribe to us. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Jim Dameron, NATMW in Charleston, West Virginia, saying 73. And happy birthday, and God bless America. As always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2024, all rights reserved.